as they are at the 16-yard line of Red Hawk territory on the WLEW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and Ten Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight and service is available. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuttyback, and more. The largest selection of tree stands, binoculars, rangefinders, and knives around. And mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house, Saturday, October 3rd. Factory representatives will be on hand from Leupold, Redfield, Smith & Wesson, Darton, and Ten Point, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bows and crossbows, with special one-day-only open house pricing. So get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Go to randyshuntingcenter.com or call 989-269-GUNS. 269-GUNS.
And meanwhile, back at the ranch, no one wants to play football. There's another timeout on the field as Lakers got up to the line of scrimmage and Kansas City did not like what they saw, so they took a timeout. We'll stick with you on this one. We want to talk, actually, for once here, and we'll update you on some scores around the area. From the 92-1, our friends down in Caro, just a minute ago, a run from Siebert, Colton Siebert for USA, pushes in for a 32-0 lead over Bad Axe. USA leading 32-0 in the second quarter. Dave Hansen, what do you have?
You know, when we talked about USA before the season started, new coach, new player transfer from Millington, we didn't really know what to expect from them, but they have matured greatly as a team. They're working together as a unit. They play solid. And you know what? They have more than one option on their team to score, unlike Bad Axe, and they play good defense. Bad Axe really struggles on D, so no surprise there, but 32-0 is surprising.
Lakers coming out in a muddle huddle here in the second down, goal to go from the 16-yard line. They have five linemen far on near this far sideline and only two men at the center with Wisner. Going for it, we have a flag flying, and Wisner gets brought down in the line of scrimmage by a big man, the number 25, Shade Personowski, the junior for Cass City. But we have a flag on the far side.
It's got to be on the offense.
And it's a false start against Lakers. Another 5 yards. That's the second one in a row here, pushing them back to the 21-yard line.
Well, in between timeouts, that is.
Yes, of course. And so that is, we've got Disco all over here tonight. Disco is not dead. And some other scores. Vassar leads Reese 22-0. No surprise there. But Ubley beating Marlette so far.
22-6 in the second quarter. Not a huge shocker. We did both pick Ubley to win there, but 22-6, that's a pretty big lead for the Bearcats early in that game.
Wisner rolls to his right, looking to pass out of the pistol. Lets this one fly downfield, out of bounds, incomplete. Pass was intended for Brandon Wischlager. Overthrown on the far sideline, incomplete. Now fourth and goal to go from the 16-yard line.
That pass come
they
pretty close.
They should be at the 21-yard line.
That pass come pretty close to hitting Paul P. Adams over there on the sideline. I don't know if you see him dodging bullets over there.
Well, I think he's just sulking as he picked Cass City to win this one tonight. With 2:03 left in the second quarter, it's Lakers 14-0 over Cass City. Two wide on the left, trips to the right. Wisner by himself in the backfield in the shotgun. Looking to pass. Here comes the coverage, and we have a fumble potentially. No, they're saying he was in a throwing motion, and this one's incomplete, and that is going to be a turnover of downs regardless. With a minute 55 left before halftime, Cass City's defense coming up big.
Yeah, Cass City's defense stepping up to the challenge, stopping this Lakers momentum, and actually Lakers gets a little bit of a break there, Clark, because with the pass being called incomplete, the ball goes back to the original line of scrimmage versus where he would have either gotten sacked or the fumble would have been recovered, would have been an advantage for Cass City. The ball goes back to, what's that, about the 15
the
or 16-yard
line.
First and
10.
A long field ahead of Cass City, but if they want to get back into this game and get some momentum on their side. They have to put together a scoring drive here before the first half is over.
And they stay in the T formation, a minute 55 before halftime. It's a handoff right through the middle, and rumbling down the field is their big man of Brandon Horn, enough for a first down from the 16 out to the 28-yard line, a 12-yard pickup brought down by Hunter Seeley. Moved the chains for Cass City, first and 10.
Well, it's been two possessions, two drives since he's touched the football, and he's the only one that's really had any sort of decent gains on the ground. So I like them going back to what was working, getting it to the big man and working their way inside out, hopefully to make some room for these guys on the outside.
Erla rolling to his right to pass, and this one
yet again
was thrown behind Sawyer Cathrell as he dove to the near sideline. This one was thrown behind his helmet. Not a chance to bring that one in. Incomplete. Second and 10.
Even if Cathrell is 6'6", I don't think he'd have been able to go up and get that ball. It's two passes in a row where he's thrown it to Cathrell, and he hasn't even put his hands up in the air to make an attempt to get the ball. It was so high up in the air. So right now, Erla feeling the heat a little bit, releasing the ball high, not giving any chance to catch the ball.
Erla hands this one off through the middle. Not much going there. They're across the 30-yard line. On the bottom of the pile is Brandon Horn. He's out for about a 4-yard gain, brought down by Cole Binder. A minute 22. Clock continues to roll. Third and 7 to go for Cass City at their own 33-yard line.
At Cass City going right back to Brandon Horn again, the guy that's had all their yardage so far in the first half.
Sandusky leads Harbor Beach in the second quarter, 14-0, no surprise there. 1 minute before halftime, Cass City in no hurry, trailing 14-0 the Lakers. Erla hands this off to Nick Perry, drags his defender about 5 yards, close to the first down marker. He gets out to the 38-yard line, a gain of roughly about 6 yards, shy of the first down by a yard, fourth and one with 44 seconds left. We have an official measurement from the crew in stripes, and nope, they eye it up and say good enough, so the clock restarts with 41 seconds now. Cass City not going to risk this one, brings out the punt team, or so it looks that way. Lakers does not send anyone deep, not trying to be fooled. The punt's away, this is a line drive, bounces at the 33, and takes a big Cass City bounce all the way down to the 22-yard line, where it is downed by number 85, Parker Hare. So with 18 seconds left, Lakers is going to get one last chance in this first half.
Yeah, and I think they're going to be very happy with the way things stand, Clark. Wouldn't be surprised to see a couple safe run plays and go into the half with a nice lead.
So a punt from Cass City gives the ball back to Lakers at their own 22-yard line, 18 seconds before halftime. And they take the knee, and that is going to do it for the first half, with Lakers leading by 2 scores, 14-0, over the Cass City Redhawks and the WLDW Sports Network. We'll return with a first half analysis from Dave Hansen and yours truly, Clark Ramsey, from our stat team of Doug Cole and Kale O'Neill on Sports Radio 102.1. Lakers 14, Cass City nothing.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
This is Zach over at Moore Shoreline, and I'm here to tell you about the fantastic selection of pre-owned vehicles on our lot. For example, we have a very well cared for 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 LTZ Crew Cab. This 2014 Silverado comes with 4x4 capability, heated leather bucket seats, Bose audio, and the MyLink touchscreen with a backup camera. This truck is priced at a low $38,580 with only 25,000 miles on the clock. You can reach me, Zach Dufty, at 989-883-2100. And remember, you get more with Moore Shoreline.
Whether you're ready for new or newer, head for the shore. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for